Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Riggs. My wife used to discuss, she would label this because whenever I would go car shopping, I'd say, oh, I like this. She would say, no, that's a belly button car. Everybody has one. So maybe you, my friend, have a belly button car.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think I have two in a row. Tell me, as I get older, guys, I worry about going crazy. I mean, it's going to happen eventually, I guess.
Yeah,
I assume,
look at me.
Right? Yeah, right. You are as crazy as they come. Mm-hmm. So what I've done now, I kid you not, like 7 or 8 times in the last, I want to say 3 to 4 months, I have a black Equinox.
Oh.
It's 2019. It's Chevy, right? It's
I have right an Equinox there. Right there.
Yeah. Okay. So what color is yours?
It's kind of grayish.
Right. Well, it's a common car. Mm-hmm. It's a belly button,
yes,
if you will, as
is.
Your wife would say.
Yes.
Yeah. So about 6 or 7 times over the last like 3 months, I've walked in to a different Chevy Equinox. Now, I've noticed nobody closes, locks their doors anymore.
You mean, what? Oh, wait. You've actually opened
yeah.
the door?
Like,
oh.
For instance, I will park to go into a restaurant or a place of business. I'll come back out. I got other things on my mind. I just look for the black Equinox. And I go up, and there's so many of them. I will go up, and I again, 6 or 7 times, I will pull the handle, and I'll realize, oh, my God, this is not my car. I close the door. And then I go to my car, or I'll pull the handle. It won't open. I'll look through the window. Oh, my God, this is not my car.
Right.
So yeah. Like 6 or 7 times I've done this.
That has happened to me where you pull the handle. You know, I've never pulled the handle and the door opened.
No, me neither.
Well,
never.
See, this is where it gets a little more strange because before the Equinox, I had a black Terrain.
Okay.
And again,
like
GMC,
right?
Yeah, another belly button, right? It was one of those new used Terrains. And I still do it sometimes. I get great joy out of like going out to lunch, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I don't sit in the restaurant. I like going to my car. I eat in my car. I listen to the radio. I relax. I unwind, if you will. At least
really?
3 or 4
That's
times.
That's a topic on a different.
At least 3 or 4 times. When I had that car, people walked into my car. I kid you not. I was in Dearborn.
Oh, my Lord.
Covering the Lions practice in Allen Park.
Right.
And I went to a Middle Eastern restaurant. And I'm enjoying my food. I'm listening to you guys on the radio. It was probably the midday show, maybe. I'm enjoying it. I'm relaxing before I had to go back to Allen Park. And sure enough, somebody opens the door. And I'm like, whoa. And he's like, whoa. And I'm like, what the hell? He's like, sorry, dude. Got the same car. Closed the door and went to his car. So not only have I gone into other people's cars,
oh my God,
but people have gone into my car when I had the Terrain. So please, just for my own sanity, tell me this has happened to somebody before.
I've never had anybody walk into my car.
Never.
I've never opened the car of somebody else.
Never. I've definitely walked up to the wrong car.
Yes.
I've definitely pulled the handle on the door of a wrong car.
Okay, so we're getting there with you at least.
Yeah, we should.
But I've never once like opened the door and thought it was my car.
Never.
No, but
never.
If you pulled the handle, you thought it was your car until you realized it wasn't.
Yeah.
True. Yeah,
but
that's true.
They've never been unlocked. I've never gotten to that point.
Me too. Sometimes I'll go around, you know, with the key.
The clicker, right.
Yeah, the clicker. And I sit there and go, wait a second. Why is it? And then I realize I'm like three aisles away, you know?
I'm telling you, this happens more than it should.
To you.
Yes. So am I different or please, can I get some help from somebody?
I just want to know if you go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's like even it's a Coney for a lunch where they do have counters, unless the place is packed. Why are you eating in your car? Why don't you eat?
I love it.
Why?
I don't know. I just dig it. I enjoy it.
Look, I do weird stuff too.
I'll get the food.
I know people don't
eat in my car.
I'll
throw it out.
Sometimes I sit at a counter by myself a lot. Have lunch by myself. People think that's strange. I don't think I'd ever sit and eat in my car in like a parking lot or something like that.
Oh, we're getting some ticket text, and mm-hmm. Thank God people have done this.
I'm
For
sure.
instance, I've done this in Auburn Hills coming out of a Thai restaurant. This happens to Ford Flexes, same chassis from 2009 to 2019.
Wow.
Happened with my black Jeep Patriot in a parking lot at Leo's Coney Island.
The black Jeep I have, it happens to all the time.
248-539-9797. 97136 is the ticket text.
Yeah, the ticket texts are coming in. I don't think I'm as crazy. But now, I mean, since I feel relieved, I can actually tell you my next crazy thing.
Oh, boy.
But guys, again, I'm losing my mind, guys. In addition to the car thing, I've noticed over the last, like, and this is literally over the last 2 to 3 years, every time I look at my watch, it's 11:11.
Ooh, I had that weird thing happen to me, too. Mine is always my birth date, 10:13. I look at my watch every day at 10:13, whether it's a.m. or p.m.
And you don't even know you're doing it.
No.
Then you're like, oh, my God, it did it again.
Yes.
Like, what the hell's going on?
Well, I don't do it all the time, but there have been times where I've looked at my watch or the time on the phone, and it's 7:14. And 7:14 not only is the amount of home runs that Babe Ruth had, you know, or the badge number from Dragnet, but when I was in college,
the badge number from Dragnet.
But 7:14 was also, I dare say, during my drug days. 7:14 was on Quaaludes. So every time I look at 7:14, the time comes up, I think of the Quaalude days of college.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see? So at least I'm not crazy there. How about this? Rieger, I live in a cookie-cutter apartment complex in Chicago. One time, walked up the wrong stairs, used my key at the unit that I thought would be mine, and of course it did not work. Wow. So that's similar.
I guess, Tim and Flynn, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Good.
Love the show. Anyways, I was driving around my neighborhood looking for my dog. My dog got away, got off the chain, and driving slow through the neighborhood. I came up to a stop sign, and I called the missus to see if it came back yet. And two people jumped in the back of my car and thought I was an Uber.
Ah!
And, you know, at the time, I didn't live in the best neighborhood, I guess. So I have a CPL, so naturally I greeted them with that, and they looked pretty surprised that they got definitely in the wrong vehicle.
Oh, I bet that's happening more and more nowadays.
Probably.
People jumping in cars thinking that they're an Uber or a Lyft or something.
Ticket text. Don't worry, Rieger. My dad put his new registration sticker on the wrong Ford Edge in the parking lot of the Secretary of State's place. I was at Cedar Point 20 years ago. We jumped into a friend's minivan and literally drove about 100 feet before we realized it was not his. The keys even started the ignition.
What?
See, that's
a
scary.
Mercury Village. That is really scary. I took a person's shopping cart before, if that helps, Jeff. That's Anthony in a grayish-green Equinox.
I've done that before.
This has happened to me several times. The car closed the door, tried to put my key in, won't turn, then realize I'm in the wrong car. I feel embarrassed every time.
See, or somebody thinks you're breaking into their car.
Yes. I actually sat in another white Suburban like mine and was getting pissed. I couldn't figure out why my keys wouldn't fit in the ignition and start. It took me about almost 2 minutes to figure it out. That's Jeff in South Line.
That's even worse than mine. That's brutal.
Yes. And finally, I have a white 2018 F-150 that has an 8-inch lift, 37-inch tires, and sticks out like crazy. And my wife still walks up to other F-150s in the parking lot and attempts to get into those.
See, maybe it's just a personality defect or something.
Exactly.
People like me and his wife, we just walk up to the wrong car. Very quickly, Stoney, this ticket text. Last year, I was at a Middle Eastern restaurant. I walked up into somebody else's car. Some slob had hummus slobbered all over his face. He screamed like a girl. I walked away and got back in my black terrain.
Yeah,
so that must have been the guy.
You got it. Let's go to Livonia real quick. Steve, what's up?
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Good.
Hey, dude.
I had a wild one about 2 years ago. Went grocery shopping, loaded up the groceries in the Jeep after, drove home, and then I realized this isn't my Jeep. And I don't know how the key started the Jeep.
Oh, my.
Turned around, went back to Kroger, see my Jeep sitting there with two cops and the lady.
No way.
Yep. And I pulled up. Nothing happened. I didn't get in any trouble. But it was pretty confusing because we all stood there for about 20 minutes. My key worked in her Jeep and mine, but hers didn't work in my Jeep. So it was really, I don't know how we contacted Jeep, but nothing really came about it.
Steve, were they ready to arrest you? They obviously thought you stole the car.
Yeah, they stole the car, and they were running. It looked like they were running the information on my Jeep, so I think they knew who I was right away, but I was back there within about 5 to 10 minutes. I only lived about 6 miles away, so I got up there pretty quick, and I pulled right up to where my Jeep was, and I was only about three spots away from her, and it was, I mean, it ended up turning into a pretty wild laugh, but it was, I had never imagined driving someone else's car like that.
I see. I don't think they thought you stole the car. Even if they were running information, they probably just wanted to get a hold of you because they probably realized what happened.
Could you imagine getting all the way home in somebody else's car?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe you end up liking it better, so you just keep it.
No.
No?
No. Jamie and Stoney, 97, won the ticket.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.